Tomas, Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that music means? It means only one thing. We've got Antoon now to deliver us a market measure. How are you, my friend?
What's up? This is becoming a Thursday occurrence.
I know. It's a good thing. You know what? A little Anton in the morning is good stuff.
We've strategically placed me on Mondays and Thursdays, which is the opportune time where you get the most of me without being too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's called moderation. You're 100% correct. Everything in moderation is good. And a little Anton in moderation is good, too.
Antone in moderation. I like it.
That's right. That could be my nickname. All right.
What you got for us?
All right, so let's take a look. Okay, we have a market measure today. I know that you like to lead, and I will be the color guy, so let's continue that trend, Tom. I know that we didn't get a chance to really review it, so I'm going to be here kind of to like really dive into the numbers for you. You know what I mean?
I like this. Now, you remember your role?
Yes, I am the color guy, which means I will not speak first. I speak last, only when prompted.
He's been neutered.
He's been neutered. It's great. All right, Anton, how much does IVR affect daily moves? The implied volatility rank is a gauge we use to tell us whether an underlying has enough premium in its options to justify trading it. But today we'll expand on the usefulness of IVR by looking at how well it estimates a stock's daily move. And I can tell you right now, with one day to go in earnings, it doesn't do a good job. But with plenty of time to go, it does a much better job. And that was kind of the basis behind Jacob's piece yesterday. If you watched, the skinny was basically talking about all the different things that we use on our mechanics and how much better they work if you go out 45 days than if you go out one day. But let's take a look.
All right, let's
do it. So we're looking at SPY, Qs, IWM, and 2006 to present, 18 years. We recorded the IV rank, recorded the daily percentage price move, observed what happens in the daily range when IVR is less than 20 and between 20 and 50, and then greater than 50. Right now, there's a lot of IVRs between 20 and 50 and more than a handful above 50. Mm-hmm. So this is a really, this study is appropriate for what's happening in this current environment. No bout a doubt it. Let's go next slide.
Well, so I wanted to mention one thing here is that on each of these, we're going to be using, and this is, so, you know, a while ago, you told us to start putting all of our studies into IVR format, right? And I think this is really, how should I put this? It's useful because you are not using SPY's IV rank for everything. You're using each individual IV rank. So whenever you trade Qs, right, this study is applicable to the Q's IV rank and IWM to IWM's IV rank. So all you need to do is look at the IV rank and this will be the context of the study. So it's really good.
You are 100% correct. We've always talked about IVR and we always have used the word context around that. That's how important that is to us. NVIDIA up $21, Tony. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. No.
Unbelievable. Let's take a look at the next slide, Beth. NVIDIA is going to save this market today. Looking at the SPY, looking only at the SPY, we see that a 10-point increase in IVR will increase the daily percent move by 25%. Okay, explain.
So basically, this is specifically looking at SPY. We could do this for all the, underlyings. We're going to have a synopsis on the next slide, but this is specifically for SPY just because, too many slides. If we have more, requests, we'll do it for everything. But basically, when IV rank increases by 10 points, what happens is the estimated percent change that you should expect to see in the SPY, a typical move, will increase by 25 basis points. So for example, if the IV rank in SPY is 20, right, we're going to see in a second that the typical move on a daily basis is about 0.5%, right? if that goes from 20 to 30, right, statistically, the new average move is not 0.5%, it's now 0.75%.
Yeah.
So each 10-point move increase in the IV rank not only tells you that premium is higher, but it also tells you that the typical moves that you'll see in the market go up by 25 basis points on a percentage basis. So if you saw, again, 0.5% on average, IV rank rises 10 points, you should expect to see no longer 0.5%, but 0.75% up or down. Then another 10 points, now it's 1%. Another 10 points, that's 1.25%. So it's kind of a back of the envelope way to estimate, okay, I wake up, the IV rank's 50, okay? What can I expect, you know, today's price change to be? And you can calculate that based on what it was yesterday.
Yeah, that's actually a fun, that's a fun little stat. I don't know how I would, explaining it in the SPY is great. I'm not sure how it applies to everything else if it's the same, but I think on a, just the math model should work the same in anything.
Yeah, right, and that's why we did three different indexes, because IWM has about twice the volatility as SPY does, and you're gonna see the proportional increase is about the same. So you'll be able to use it across. Now, again, if you're gonna look at something like NVIDIA with a volatility of like 60 or 70, right, maybe it won't work the same, but for most people that are looking at the equity market as a gauge for market sentiment, it's good to have these stats on the market itself.
Let's take a look at the next slide. So when the IVR in the indexes is less than 20, the typical moves are all less than 1%. When IVR goes north of 50, the typical move triples in all indices. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what you're going to see here is the average daily move, that's basically, it's up or down, right? But this is what you would expect to see. On the close, how much did we move by the close, right? When IVR is less than 20, the SPY is about half of 1%, QQQ is 0.7, IWM is 0.8%, right? When you jump in that kind of middling range between 20 and 50, you basically get about a 50 to 100% jump, okay? Now you're around 1 to 1.2%. You go north of 50, now you're closer to 2%. Right, and this is in all the indexes, right? So of course there's a little bit of a difference in IWM versus SPY, but realistically it's pretty similar, right? So what this means is if you're looking at, you know, any equity index, roughly speaking, right? And generally speaking, we all have positions in all three of them, so the average is out anyway in our portfolios. You know, you have an IV rank that goes from 20 to 40. Well, or let's say 20 to 50, because that's what happened in the last 2 weeks. Realistically, that's what happened in the month of April. You know, instead of seeing moves that are, you know, between half of 1%, 0.7%, now we're going to see moves that are typically closer to 2%. And which is interesting, that's kind of what we've seen. Now, IV rank hasn't always stayed above 50, right? We've seen a rise, but we've definitely seen an increase in how much the market moves. And on average, you're going to see a tripling when IVR goes from below 20 to greater than 50.
That's super interesting. Okay, let's go to the next slide. So based on the results of the regression, we have some key numbers to know. When IVR is zero, the typical move in the SPY is 0.3%. Mm-hmm. When IVR is 100, the typical move in the SPY is 2.4%. Mm-hmm. When IVR is 30, the threshold of when we sell premium, the typical move is 0.8%.
Yeah. So this will basically tell you, based on that statistical model, these are like the mins and the maxes. If you could estimate how much the SPY would move based on where IV rank is alone, you know nothing else. The only thing you know is IV rank. This will basically give you a range of what you can expect to see in terms of a daily move. So we're basically using implied volatility to estimate how much a stock will move, in this case, the SPY. So at the very bottom of the range, right, we have zero, a zero rank. And when the rank is zero, as you know, S&P's move maybe 10 points, maybe 5 points, maybe 15 points, right? And that usually translates about 0.3%, depending on where the index is, right? When IVR is 100, which we don't typically see, like even recently, we haven't seen IV rank at 100. We've seen it, you know, close to 70, 80, but IV rank of 100, that's like, you know, that's like the max that obviously we see. We haven't seen it yet in the month of April, but when we do see it on average over the last, you know, whatever, 18 years, that move in SPY goes about to 2.4%, approximately, right? So this is basically saying, if we just use IVR and nothing else, what can we expect the moves in the SPY to be that day? Which is nice because it's a today indicator, right? It's not mm-hmm. a backwards looking indicator. So you can wake up and say, okay, IVR is 50. When am I going to, you know, what should I expect? Well, based on this, you're looking at about, you know, 1.5% approximately. And that's kind of what the point of this is, to give you more context just based on that one number.
Yeah, I mean, well, we rarely do we trade on IVRs, you know, obviously zero or 100, but that 30 is actually right in line with kind of what our minimum threshold is around that kind of 1% move per day where we want to be. So like right. It's right in line with that. That's kind of our, you know, that's kind of that's our wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, it all lines up. Like, I mean, the chances that we get to trade IVR when it's 100 in the SPY is like, you know, once every couple of years, right?
Yeah, and that's just showing the range.
No, no, I understand that. I'm just saying that the 0.8 actually makes sense because a lot of times, you know, we're looking for over 30. So at 40, it'll be about, you know, 1.1, something like that, mm-hmm. which is actually the perfect implied volatility for what we're looking to do.
Yep, exactly. So it lines up.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Mr. Anton, that was pretty good. So when IVR is high, we use it as a trigger to sell premium. We can also use it to estimate how much of a move we will see today. And, you know, to be fair, we've never said that we're going to see, that we could expect to see, we would say we would expect to see a 1% move based on where the implied volatility is trading.
Implied volatility.
So we would look at IVX, but we've never actually looked at IVR and said, you know, with IVR at 40, the expected move is about 1.1%. Right? That's interesting.
And it's translating it to one number, basically.
Yeah, it's translating it to one number, which I like. Or IVR is, you know, IVR is 36 or 37, translates to a 1% move. That's pretty interesting. Compared to when IVR is less than 20, all the indices will see a 3 to 4 times jump in the daily move when IVR is greater than 50. Yeah, it goes up a lot faster, you know, over 50. So it's very, that's good stuff.
Wow.
Thank you.
Anton, you got a good stuff. You get to live. Good job out of you.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick 90.
Did Gad help you with that piece?
No, Julia did.
Julia did.
Yeah. No, that looks like Gad's work. Yeah.
Did Gad help you?
No, not with this piece. No.
Just kidding.
I'm going to be nice to him. I don't know, but you know, I'm not going to say anything.
We're going to take a quick 90-second break. We'll come back. We got more Tasty Live and Love for you with Mr. Scott Sheridan next. Tasty Trade World Headquarters. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducer.